When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everyone. We're on from 1 until 4 o'clock. Then after 4 o'clock, you can hear it as a podcast, John Cobell Show on Demand on the iHeart app, and you can hear what you missed. Today, obviously, eclipse day, although we only got a 50% eclipse in L.A. It's kind of like having a partly cloudy day. It lacks the drama that I'm seeing on TV where you get the perfect circle of the moon blocking out the sun.
And it was still bright out.
It was bright out. I stuck my head out a couple of times, and if I didn't know it was an eclipse day, I would not have known by looking. It just seemed a little cloudy in terms of the light we got. So it's a couple of my friends sent me videos from back east, and it was much more dramatic.
Did you see the picture from the Cleveland baseball stadium?
No,
it looked like a night game.
Yeah,
and it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's if you're in the path of totality, it's a really big deal. But if you're out here, much less so. Now, as far as I know, there was no rioting, no animal sacrifice, human sacrifice, like the primitives used to do in the old days. But I don't know. Let's talk to Jim Ryan, the ABC News correspondent. He's in Hillsborough, Texas. He was in the path of totality. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, so no... The humans didn't react in any unusual ways?
Well, they shut their mouths for a few minutes, you know, as they were standing there watching this thing. The birds went quiet. Sky got dark. You could see stars. It was absolutely amazing. You know, we did have some cloud cover around North Texas, but there were breaks in the cloud, just enough breaks in the cloud that as you looked through, you could see that corona, that bright white, brilliant white circle, outlining the moon. So it was really dramatic. It was very fascinating. It was amazing, and I'm glad I got to see that.
Well, you had your glasses on, right? You were staring at that corona.
Well, that's the thing. I had an app that told me, okay, the moment to put your glasses on, the moment of totality is coming, and it did a countdown from 10 to 1, and then it said, now you can take off your glasses. You could look at the corona once the eclipse was total, right? So for 4 minutes and 23 seconds, folks in Hillsborough, Texas were able to watch this thing.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
And put your glass back on,
And then you put your... Oh, so you can take your glasses off during the totality of it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I thought you always had to have the glasses on.
No, but right up until the moment of totality, you keep them on, and then the moment that it's over, it gets bright again. You've got to put them back on.
I saw a video from around the country of animals at zoos getting unruly. It disturbed them.
Well, I was surprised how quiet the birds suddenly got. There were birds, you know, flying around and singing, chirping, and you really don't notice it until suddenly it stops.
It's easy to fool birds
altogether.
There's, you know, they don't come up the term bird brain for nothing.
No,
those things you could. So it was exciting, huh?
It was. It was nice to cover something pleasant.
Well, yeah, because I saw a story that said maybe, as everyone stands awestruck, this will bring Americans together.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'll keep my glasses on, but I'm going to hold my breath.
Wasn't that good, huh? All right, Jim. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, John.
That is Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Hillsborough, Texas. Yeah, it's just hard to connect being out here. If you feel like you showed up, you know, an hour late for a party that already was winding down. I'm telling you, the areas that got the total eclipse, this was a big money weekend, a big money long weekend, because every single hotel room and every Airbnb was booked. They I think I mentioned this last week, they published a map, Airbnb did, showing the availabilities outside the path of totality and inside. And it was 100%. There was not a room to be had. And I imagine most of these things were booked months and months in advance. Now, let me tell you, I'll include this here because it's part of science as well. I believe maybe we should make this an official competition. The dumbest politician of the year in the United States. And I know there's a lot of competition for that, but if not a winner, at least an early front runner. You know, last week was the 4.8 earthquake in New Jersey, Lebanon, New Jersey, to be exact. And that got everybody really shook up in New Jersey, probably much more excitement than the total eclipse today. There is one wannabe politician. Her name is Christina Amira or Amira. Amira. Christina Amira Khalil. And after the earthquake, she's a member of the Green Party. She's not really a politician, kind of a fake one. But she's running for U.S. Senate. She's going to be on the ballot. So Christina Amira Khalil posted a theory on social media that the earthquake that hit New York and New Jersey was caused by climate change. No kidding. She wrote on X, "I experienced my first earthquake in New Jersey. We never get earthquakes. The climate crisis is real. The weirdest experience ever." Wow. There you have probably the most ignorant, uneducated, dumbest politician running for office in the entire country. Obviously, this post went viral, millions of views. Nobody could believe what they were seeing. One congressman in Texas, Dan Crenshaw, "Holy crap, I was just joking about people blaming climate change, and then this genius pops up. A Senate candidate, no less." One man wrote, "Senate candidate Christina Amira Khalil just said that the climate crisis caused today's earthquake in New Jersey. Climate doesn't cause earthquakes. They're caused by tectonic plates shifting." He's got to explain it because not all the Senate candidates know this. One guy wrote that he wrote to Khalil because he asked her to explain her position and she immediately blocked him. Eventually she replied, "Pretty cool. I upset a lot of bots." It was such a bad post that X, formerly known as Twitter, attached a community note. You know, that's when they detect propaganda or incorrect information, nonsense, conspiracy theories, and they had to put in, New Jersey is located near a fault line and has often experienced earthquakes. Well, thanks for that. We're coming up. Deborah's on vacation. We're not aware that she's been arrested yet. She went to Dubai. So I gave her a list of the top 10 attorneys in Dubai in case she needed it. Because she tends to argue with authority. She tends not to listen.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up later in the show, in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have Alex Stone from ABC News. This weekend's crumbling airline entertainment was Southwest. They had an engine cover rip off from the plane, and this metal sheet was flapping in the wind like a flag 10 minutes after takeoff from Denver. And the cover may not have been clasped tightly enough. It wasn't shut the way it should be. And so it came off in flight and exposed the inside of the engine. So we got to see what that's about with Alex Stone from ABC News. Also, we're going to talk in the 3 o'clock hour to John McKinney, LA County Deputy DA. He and another Deputy DA, Maria Ramirez, both ran against George Gascon, and they finished back in the pack, but they have teamed together to announce that they are supporting Nathan Hochman for LA County District Attorney. So this is really important because Hochman needs the votes of all the people who ran against him to defeat George Gascon. The first poll that came out showed Hochman ahead by 21 points, 44 to 23, and there's about a third undecided. They don't know the candidates, you know, the ignorant among us. But and hopefully those people don't vote. But, you know, McKinney and Ramirez both had their share of votes, and they would like their followers to go with Nathan Hochman so that Gascon is dethroned. And we'll have John coming up after 3 o'clock. Now, how bad a shape are L.A. city finances if one of the leading socialists in Los Angeles is upset with the spending? How bad can it be? Kenneth Mejia is the city controller, and he's in charge of the money going in and going out. And he is now yelling at Karen Bass that the city is in bad shape financially. When a socialist complains, what are they not telling us here? Well, one thing he's promised to do is a focused audit of this ridiculous Inside Safe program to house the homeless. See, it's not just me. There's a lot of people, and they work in the city, in City Hall. They work in the administration. Thinks that there's something funky about Karen Bass's numbers that she gives out. They don't believe it because they don't see it. There are areas, like I see on the West Side, where they have cleaned up some encampments. That's mostly due to the work of Tracy Park, who's the city councilman in my district. And, you know, she's done good work. And some things have cleaned up. But other areas have not been cleaned up. And there's a question as to where all these people are actually going. The Inside Safe program is not viable financially. She's putting people in motels, you know, the crazy people in motels, and those are expensive. So the motels and hotels still have to turn a profit. They still have to get enough money to survive. So you're not getting that great a deal. And she admits, we don't have the money for this. And now you have Kenneth Mejia saying, we don't have the money for this, and I want to see what they spent the money on. Because there's a lot of areas of the city where the homelessness is as bad as ever, if not worse. He's also, and this comes, this is where his ideology comes into play. He is upset over police raises that the mayor negotiated. And she said she's doing it to help with recruitment. You know, her idiot predecessor, what was his name? Oh, yeah, Eric Garcetti, the guy who's hiding in India. demonized the police, called them killers, took a knee along with the police chief during those riots when they were burning down the Jewish businesses in the Fairfax district. Wasn't that a shining moment of Garcetti and Michael Moore's leadership? You have riots and demonstrations over a black man getting killed by police in Minneapolis, and so you decide to allow the burning of a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish businesses. I think 88 of them got looted, vandalized, and burned. That was touching. Kenneth Mejia is upset because, you know, Mejia is probably one of these defund the police guys. He's from the Democratic Socialists of America. There's three of these characters on the city council. Mejia is the city controller, and they don't think police should exist. They don't think prisons ought to exist. Really. I'm not exaggerating. If it was up to them, we wouldn't have a police department, and we wouldn't have a prison system. No jails, no nothing. No bails, no jails, no prosecutions. Anything goes. And so, you know, he's got his own reasons for criticizing the budget. But he said our office warned city leaders about the city's financial health before this budget deficit came out. Now we have hiring freezes, eliminating job positions, and raising fees for Angelenos to tackle our budget deficit. There, he said there's a lot of jobs, 2,000 of them, that are vacant positions in the city. And Bass's idea is to eliminate those jobs. If they're not filled with a human right now, there's no more job. He says that's panic. And he also says something that I agree with, that it's pretty obvious that there aren't that many people working anyway. If you see the garbage that is piled up around the city, let alone that gigantic garbage dump that it was allowed to fester in the on Martel Avenue. That was in the Fairfax district too. And it was 5-6 foot high garbage covering an entire lawn and had been building up for 10 years. Well, the city is generally pretty dirty and there's a lot of garbage around. And I wonder, does anybody in the sanitation department work anymore? Or are they all sitting in lawn chairs in their maintenance yards and having beer? I wonder if anybody's working, because I never see anybody cleaning anything. And there's always garbage blowing around. You drive up, you know, I go up the 405. I take the Sunset Boulevard ramp. And there's so much trash along that ramp as you get up to the traffic light at the top of Sunset Boulevard. And it's just astonishing how much garbage. First of all, I guess it's because we have so many derelicts wandering the streets, the drug addicts and the crazy people and the homeless and just all the riffraff that lives in the city. And they throw garbage everywhere, and it blows around in the wind, and nobody picks it up. And you know, you go to other cities, and it doesn't exist. You just drive a few miles down to Beverly Hills, there's no garbage in the streets. There's no riffraff wandering around, no crazy people, drug addicts. So, you know, I hear Karen Bass beating her chest about all the wonderful things she does. She can't even get the garbage picked up. And don't get me started on the potholes either. They're still not fixing the potholes. On San Vicente Boulevard, it's a month now. It's a month. It's like I want to tell her, hey, Karen, get a shovel, get some asphalt, go out there and start patching the potholes yourself. So I don't see where that goes. All right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about something I have in front of me. Oh. We are going to have another outdoor show to promote the repeal of Prop 47 or the big rewrite of Prop 47. You know, we've been urging you to sign those referendums to get it on the ballot for November. And then, you know, we'll make theft illegal again, among other things. There's a story about a major union here in Los Angeles and these wealthy white women. The wives of wealthy tech entrepreneurs and tech billionaires and real estate developers who have a movement to try to block the referendum. They want Prop 47 to stay. They don't mind the shoplifting and all the drug use in the streets and the people dying of fentanyl. It doesn't bother them. They're white, woke, wealthy women, the four W's. Tell you about them. We come back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited-time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Moist line, we're open for that. 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. And it also works as 877-664-7886. You can use the talkback feature on the iHeart app and leave your voice line message there. So go to it. Friday, we'll play it. And coming up after 2 o'clock, we are going to have Alex Stone on to talk about the latest airplane shocker. A Southwest plane lifting off from Denver had to go back after 10 minutes because a metal cover on the engine of the plane started flapping in the wind. It disconnected. It wasn't clipped on properly, and it was just flapping back and forth like a flag. We'll talk about that with Alex coming up. This is, you know, I think anybody normal, I don't know how many normal people are left anymore, can agree that Prop 47 and the last 10 years of criminal justice reform, is how they put it, has been a disaster. It was terrible, stupid ideas on their face, right? Just terrible, stupid ideas. They got these things passed either through the legislature, on the ballot. The ones on the ballot, they lied to everybody about it. Prop 47, as I've told you many times, was marketed as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. What it actually did is it legalized theft. And you can steal $950 a day, and you never go to jail. They're considered misdemeanors, but they're not prosecuted in most cases. And if they are prosecuted, there's no jail time. That's the reality of it. And it was set up this way. It's not an accident. It's not that they're a bunch of incompetent boobs. This bizarre, weird, religious-like belief that bad people can't be thrown in jail anymore swept a lot of Democratic voters. And it's not just here in California. This happened in a lot of cities. It's clearly a terrible idea, and it's clearly failing and making everybody miserable. And in the end, all they could fall back on is it throws too many people of color into jail and prison. And I guess that was the original reason for this, but they didn't want to campaign on that, so they just campaigned on, well, they lied. They just said, no, this is going to make everything safer. And I think it's obvious that just put away anybody who commits a crime and don't care about their color. And whatever the percentages are in the end, that's what they are that day. What are you going to do? That really is all that should matter. And the thing is, after all this time, that sounds really radical. Doesn't it sound radical? Ignore people's ethnicity and color and just put them in jail if they did something bad? What? How dare you, huh? Well, yeah, that's the way it always worked. And it'll work that way again. We've got to go through this weird, sick spasm. The way to end it quickly is to pay attention and vote properly. Now, you know there's a referendum that's being put together for the ballot in November, which would do three things. In short, it would make theft illegal again. You go into a Target and you steal $900 worth of stuff. That's going to be eventually a felony. I think you're going to get two free chances. Third time you're caught, you're going to state prison. Secondly, if they catch you in possession of drugs or on drugs, that can be a felony unless you go to drug treatment. And the prosecution and the judge will have that discretion, and you'll have a choice, which is, again, the way it used to be, and that worked really well. When we put thieves in jail, we had fewer thieves. And when we put drug addicts, when we gave the drug addicts a choice of jail or treatment, we had fewer drug addicts in the streets. And then the third thing is fentanyl. You know, by the time you get caught selling fentanyl, you get warned. You do it again, and your customer dies, you go to prison. These are three good things that I think most decent, normal people can agree on. And then you have these woke progressives, and they are now spending money on a campaign to block this new referendum that the normal people want to put on the ballot, the one that will revise Prop 47. This crowd wants to block it, and they're writing huge checks, and they're rich women who are married to very successful men. And most of these names, I'm sure you haven't heard before, but they have helped cause a lot of chaos. In fact, this crowd raised almost $4 million to elect George Gascon, the DA. And Gascon's election obviously brought all kinds of mayhem to Los Angeles County. But these women don't care. And because they're blinded by this religious belief of criminal justice reform, not prosecuting people, not jailing them. There's four donors: Patty Quillen, Quinn Delaney, Elizabeth Simons, and Caitlin Krieger. They have spent or channeled, because they bundle other people's money, $22 million towards criminal justice ballot measures and candidates in the last 2 years, from 2020 and 2021, according to this story. Quinn Delaney, she's married to a guy named Wayne Jordan, who's a big Bay Area real estate developer. And these donors are now trying to stop our referendum to roll back Prop 47. And I've never seen any of these people talk. I don't know what they look like. But, you know, Prop 47 and George Gascon, just in the last 2 years, property crimes have increased 42%. And you got the retail theft, smash and grab, zero bail, the dismantling of the three strikes laws. We've seen what their ideas do. They failed. And I think that's overwhelmingly what we have to talk about with everyone you know and embrace and preach. It's failed. We gave them their run. And I don't know what these women are bored. They want to feel like they've made change. They've done something significant in life. All they have brought is crime and mayhem into the cities. And I at a certain point, I don't care what they believe. They have to be stopped. We have to mobilize and get this proposition passed. Now, we'll find out in a few weeks whether there's enough signatures to get it on the ballot. But if it gets on the ballot, we got to vote for this. I think the era of woke, white, wealthy women has to come to an end here in terms of ruling our justice system and creating such dangerous, unsafe conditions. I mean, I've really had it with this crowd because they don't experience the consequences. They live high up on a hill behind gates. They've got armed security. They're a ways away from all the disorder that they created, especially in the streets of LA and San Francisco. And later on, I'll tell you about the union, because this is the SEIU and one of the largest unions in California. And they're behind dismantling the justice system as well. And I don't understand why that would be. Because it's their members who get to be victims of these crimes. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to have Alex Stone on from ABC News. This one was really weird. It's another Boeing 737 plane, one of the older models, the 800. And the cover of the right engine just peeled off and started flapping in the air. It was supposed to be clasped on and something, became unclasped. And it was flapping and banging, and they had to quickly land the plane about 10 minutes after they took off. What? Why this is going on? Nobody can explain, because it's not just Boeing. Boeing is responsible for some of these issues. But a lot of it is the maintenance from, you know, United, for example. There's something wrong there. I did a lot of reading. I've been terribly fascinated by this whole story. So I was doing a lot of reading of old stories over the last 2 months, various publications, some of them more obscure than others. But they assigned writers to do some digging. And, some years ago, Boeing decided to just go all in on profit. There was a whole philosophy started by the former CEO of General Electric. His name was Jack Welch, and he was a guru-like chief executive that other executives worshipped. And he had a very simple theory that a company is in existence, a public company is in existence, only to return value to shareholders. In other words, it's only there to jack up the stock price. There is no other purpose to a publicly held company. You're supposed to provide the shareholders with wealth. Because often, and even in this case, what you hear from companies is safety is our highest priority. Well, this investigation made it clear that safety was not the highest priority at Boeing, and hasn't been for a long time, over 10 years. It was the return on investment for shareholders of the Boeing stock. And that one of the CEOs for Boeing, who left a few years back, but he was a disciple of Jack Welch, he found the engineers, he called them a-holes, thought they were very smart and well-educated and well-meaning and all that, but basically a-holes. Why did he feel this way? Because they were sticklers for safety. They were sticklers for constructing the planes properly so you wouldn't have the kind of trouble we've had for the last few months. And he wanted to get rid of these guys. You know, he admired that they were exceptionally good at what they did, but that got in the way of making money. And it sounds like a cliche. All they cared about was the money. I mean, it's an easy thing to say about any company or any group of rich guys. But in this case, it was religious doctrine. They really didn't care ultimately about the reputation of the company, the safety of the company. You know, if a plane fell from the sky every once in a while, what are you going to do? As long as the quarterly profits kept the stock price increasing and the shareholders made money. It was shareholders over customers, shareholders over employees. And the thing is, the shareholders didn't even know that they were in such an exalted state because, you know, most people, if you own stocks, you own it as little tiny slivers of the company, maybe through a mutual fund, maybe invested through a 401k. There are bigger institutional investors, obviously, but even then you're talking about an investment company owning a piece of an airline company. It's not specific individuals getting huge benefits. It just was a philosophy that was ironclad. He fired, the old CEO fired people who were brilliant at being engineers because it cost them too much money. He didn't want to hear about anything else. So the truth is that they don't hold safety as the highest priority. They haven't for quite a while. That's a complete lie. It's just something that you put in a press release when reporters call you up after the latest accident. Just say we put safety as our highest priority. And everybody goes, yeah, I guess they do. That's not, you should see these stories. It's absolutely not true. It's the opposite. In fact, they harass and punish and demote employees who insist on safety at Boeing. That's what they've done for years. That's what the whistleblowers have been saying. All right, we come back. We'll talk to Alex Stone about what happened on this Denver flight. And Deborah Mark's off today, but Heather Brooker is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
way.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.